find me in my greenhouse today. Despite it being a pretty warm, sunny day, the wind is so strong. I can't record outside. You wouldn't hear a thing. I haven't been up for a while, and there's just got to that point in the summer where there's just something happening every 5 seconds, really. It's not like spring when you get one little thing happen one week, and you wait weeks for another thing to happen. But I think the most exciting thing probably was two things. One is my beans, my little French, dwarf beans are producing little beanlets, which is really exciting. And the other thing is that my dahlias have put on their first flowers. So I think I'll put a picture of the dahlias on there, so they're just so glorious. Tomatoes have got some pretty heavy trusses of fruit now. I can in fact see already that one of the branches is maybe splitting. Oh no, it's a scar from something else coming off of it. But yeah, particularly the grafted variety. The varieties are just extremely, extremely prolific. Huge fruiting crops. And unfortunately a bit of blossom end rot, it looks like, as well, on the plum tomatoes. That is a nuisance. I'll have to keep an eye on that. It's always a problem in enclosed spaces like the greenhouses, where you get, well, kind of a different set of problems that you get from outside, I suppose. I also have a real infestation of whitefly on my brassicas, and it's to the extent now that they're beginning to cause moulds to grow from where they've excreted their sticky excretions, which is, yeah, it's a real nuisance because some of these crops are a long way from being ready to harvest. I'm going to give them another blast with powerful spray and then some garlic spray, just to see if that can repel it. But I imagine once I've got an infestation, it's trickier to shift it than it is to just maintain a lower population. So yeah, you've got to keep coming up. Can't turn your back. But generally, it's just a joy, really. It's a wonderful, breezy Atlantic, blue sky, sunshiny day. Just checking out, making sure everything's like fixed down and not going to blow away or break in the winds. My cardoons have gone over again every year, every single year, just because they're about to flower, and they've got these, I don't know, how tall did they get this year? 8 foot, 10 foot tall? And they get blown over by the wind. It's really sad. But I'll prop and hope for the best. Hope we still get the flowers, heads coming out. So I'll leave you with the sound, hopefully the distant wind, but not too noisy. And hope the wind is kind to your gardens as well.